You're listening to the Law of Attraction Radio Network.
And welcome, everybody, once again to one of your favorite radio programs. You know what time it is. It's time for your spiritual GPS to success. Yes, and I am proud. I'm happy. I'm excited to be your spiritual life coach. I am Dr. Michael Mosley out of Atlanta, Georgia. And you know what, y'all? I have an interesting show for you on today. Let's say it that way. I have an interesting show. So you want to stay tuned. You know what? I want to talk about testing purposes. And I'm going to tell you where that came from. I was doing something one day and I just thought, you know, to God, I said, now, God, why would you create a devil? You know, I was doing something, cleaning up or something. And what started that, now, you know how you think about something and it goes to something else and then it goes to something else. What happened was I saw a little bug in my house and I'm like, oh, I gotta get that bug, gotta kill it, you know, boom. And I did. I killed a little bug and, you know, and threw it away. And then I thought about, I said, now, why would you even create this little bug? And why would you create, you know, I went on from there, why would you create a roach? You know, why would you create the mosquito? Why would you create a snake? You know, it just went on and on. Why would you create a rat? You know, because these are things, if I see it, I want it dead. You know, I don't have no desire for it in my life. I want it dead. So my thought process was, why would you create these things, God? And you know, the first thing for me, if I see it, I'm going to kill it or call an exterminator to come do something. I don't like these things. Why would I even went as far as to say, why would you create a lion? You know, the bear. The bear is going to kill and destroy. Why would you do that? And it ultimately ended up in my conversation with God. Why would you create a devil? You know, I feel like I was like a 5-year-old saying, why? Why I got to go to bed? Well, why I got to go to bed now? Well, why I got to be stronger? Well, why I need to rest? You know, just why? So I kept asking these questions, which kind of led me on a path to discover something in spirit. But why would you create these things? What is the purpose for that roach? What is the purpose? Well, I come to find out that it could be part of a test. Now, I'm going to make more sense of that in just a moment, but just hold on to it. It could be part of a testing for our lives, for our productivity, for our advancement. Huh? Yeah, I just got to put a right there. But listen, don't go anywhere because I want to make a little bit more sense of that. Plus, I got some people already in queue, ready for their reading. And if you desire to get a reading with me live on the air, all you got to do is text the word LOA to 40691. That stands for Law of Attraction. Yes, text the word or text the letters LOA to 40691. And you too will be informed when I'm recording a live show, and you'll get a chance to speak with me, and I have the golden opportunity to speak with you. Listen, don't go anywhere. Let's think about that for a moment. Why create a devil? Why? What is the purpose of all of this, huh? Well, think about it. We'll be right back. I tell you, that's my music. That's my music to go walking. That's my little music to go and work out, do my little workout with. I am so excited to be on your spiritual GPS to success. And I always tell people, no matter where you are in life, even if you seemingly make a wrong turn, I believe that God, the power of the divine, can redirect you and get you back on track no matter where you are. All God really wants is for you to achieve the desires of your heart. I really believe that you can achieve this. You can be a continued success and a motivator to other people. So have you thought about that question? Why create a devil? Why create a devil? In fact, I think I may need to change this. Why create a devil? Because I was calling it testing purposes. I may need to change the name to why create a devil? Why? You know, as I go back into my religious training, the devil was an angel. People say, well, the devil was an angel in heaven and his name was Lucifer. And he was a worshiper, a great singer and musician. And my thought was, well, why create him if you know he was go be a snake in the grass? You know, why would you even do that? You know, who does that? Who creates their own enemy? You know, who does that? So I was wondering, why create all of this? Why did you create the bee or the bee gives us honey? Okay, well, I thought about that. But why create a wasp? I don't like them things. I see them outside like, that red one, anything that's flying out in the air, I don't really care for it too much. Why did you create all these insects? Even in a time of civil unrest in our country right now, it makes me think, why would you create such energies of poverty, racism, hatred? Why create these energies? What is the purpose of all of these little energies? Well, something came to my mind just to think about. You know, I was reading in the Bible. You know, I had to go to the Bible and just, hey, give me something, God, help me understand this. Well, one thing came to me was one time that was in the Bible, the disciples, they referred to Jesus as rabbi. Well, rabbi means teacher. I said, okay, I can understand that. We look at Christ as a teacher, great teacher. He gives us lessons. But then also, as you continue reading, that was another passage in Scripture where it says that Jesus was led up the mountain into the wilderness by the Spirit to be tempted by the tempter. Now, most people look at the tempter as the devil. Devil. Have you ever heard somebody say, that devil made me do it? Well, we look at that tempter as the devil. So this is one, the way God really explained it to me is that Christ is your teacher. Oh, we're grateful for that. But who is the devil? The devil really is your tester. The devil comes to test. You know, have you ever been in school? You had you got your teacher and your favorite teacher. I had my favorite first grade teacher. Her name was Miss Fobbs. Oh, I remember. Just a nice little lady. But then sometime we had to take these tests. And sometime we had to go to another classroom for the test every now and then, you know. And then when I was in high school, you had to go somewhere to take the SAT and you got that person there testing you. All right, now get your pencils out. You know, all the glasses are down on their nose, and you're going to take a test. I'm going to be watching you. No cheating, right? So I looked at it that way. The devil really is our tester. But what does he come to test? Or somebody would say, "Well, why you call it a he?" Well, okay, what does it come to test? Maybe it's a she in somebody's life. What does he or she come to test? Can I give you an answer to that one? The enemy comes, or the tester comes, to test your qualifications. The tester comes to test your powers or to prove your powers. The tester comes also maybe to confirm your abilities and even to show you where you need improvement. The tester comes. The tester really comes to see how strong you really are. Now, if you're not strong enough, it just may kill you. But let me give you a good side to that. And this is just my spiritual background, but I do believe, everybody, I don't believe that God will allow the tester to come, or the tempter, or the devil to come until you are totally qualified to pass that test. Now, the only reason why you won't pass it is because you don't believe in yourself. That's when you got to have faith in God, and mainly faith in yourself. You got to believe in yourself is what I'm saying. So sometimes the enemy comes, or the tester come, simply to test. To see, to prove to you, are you really who you say you are? Are you really confident in your abilities? Are you really confident in your belief? We've said it in church many times. All things are possible to him that believe. Well, I want to know, Do you really believe in yourself? Do you really believe you can accomplish this goal? Now, you're all juiced up. You're all hyped up about it. You're all excited about it. Now, here come the tester. Have you ever heard that? Child, I was doing just fine till that old devil showed up. Ain't nothing but the devil. I hear it so many times. Oh, the devil done got in my car. It ain't started. Ain't nothing but old devil get on my nerves. Well, if it is the devil, then understand, if it shows up, it shows up because it comes to prove to you, to see if you're strong enough, if you can really handle it. If you're quick to give up on your goal, you're quick to give up on your marriage, you're quick to give up on your dream, you're quick to give up on your desire, guess what? The devil won. The devil won. And you didn't pass that test. But don't worry. Don't worry. If you didn't pass it, guess what? We can take it again. You can reschedule to take it again. Now, Dr. Moses, I ain't going to reschedule for no devil to come back up in my life. But you want to become stronger. You really want to show, I got this. I got this. I can do this. But you got to remember now also, Jesus was tested according to the Bible. He was led. That's when the enemy, the devil took him up on the mountain and said, command these stones to be made into bread. But you know what? Jesus responded, man should not live by bread alone. What the enemy was testing was his response. I come to tell you this, and I got to go to some callers right now, but I want to tell you this. You have all the answers to the test before the tester comes. You just may not realize it. And sometimes the answer is just simply to do nothing. No. Sometimes I double dog dare you to knock this off my shoulder. Well, you think the test is to test your manhood or your womanhood. Sometimes it's just to test your response. And sometimes the best response is just to walk away. So I ain't got time for that. I ain't got time for that. Really, you passed the test. Oh, but they coming back after you. Come on, you just scared. You chicken. And that's bothering you, right? But I got to make sure I do the right answer. I got to follow the right example. So you know what I'm going to do? Hopefully, I'm going to walk away. Now, there have been times when I did turn around and knock the crap out of them. I did. I didn't pass that time, but I took the test again. And I did pass. Listen, I'm getting ready to go to a few callers, but I want you to think about that. Could it be that that tester came just to test your qualifications, just to see how strong you really are? Listen, think about it. I'm going to take a quick break and I'll be back with some callers, and we're going to find out about some of the tests that they have gone through. You're in tune to your spiritual GPS to success. I'm your spiritual life coach. I'm Dr. Michael Mosley. I'll be right back. Tune to your spiritual GPS to success. I am your spiritual life coach. I'm Dr. Michael Mosley. Have you ever thought about that question? Why create a devil? What is that all about? Who does that? You go create your own enemy. Who does that? I just can't understand that one. But I tell you what, let's go to the line. Let's see if maybe we can make some sense of it with somebody else. Harriet, out of Avon Park, Florida, how are you doing?
I'm blessed, Dr. Mosley, and you?
I am doing good. Harriet, now maybe you haven't thought about that, but have you ever thought about, why God created the devil? Have you ever thought about it?
Not really.
But you know, that's okay. I did. And that's, I just wondered, because, you know, many people, we just taught, you know, the devil exists. But I was taught years ago as a child that God created all things. And I remember I had a Sunday school teacher. Her name was Miss Carol. And I remember asking, you know, well, why did God create the devil? You know, if he knew the devil was going to be mean, well, why create the devil? Because I remember I asked, I said, did God create everything? She said, yes. I said, even the devil? She said, yes. And I said, well, why? You know what? To this day, I don't know what she told me. I don't remember the reason. But why create the devil? So now let's go here, Miss Harriet. Let's talk about those of us that have had tests in our lives. You've had a test. And, you know, maybe just wondering, you know, what was the purpose of that test? If the devil is the tester, then what was the purpose of a test that you went through? Tell me about one of your tests that you've gone through and what was the purpose, or what do you think was the purpose?
Just recently, as I had been hospitalized, I was, as I waited in the emergency room, I was hurting so bad. It's like I was looking at the nurse to say, help me, as I was hurting so bad before they took me back to the room. But I think I could have easily given up. As I look back, you know, like so much that I've been dealing with, mm-hmm. so much stress, but so many life issues. And I know the purpose of it is for me to let my children go on that way. And I go on the path that I need to be on.
So you feel that the purpose is basically to, you had to learn or to realize that you can't take everybody's burden on yourself. So could it be that that pain that you was feeling was a culmination of different issues in the body, in your, I guess, even in your emotional presence or your spirit that was now manifesting in the natural? So you had a lot of emotional pain that was manifesting in the natural. Does that sound about right?
Yes.
So yes. You had to let go. So now let me ask you,
right.
Are you letting go of some of those issues concerning your children or other matters?
Yes, because as of the end of this month, they on their own.
So what you're saying is you've received the test, and the answer to the test, according to you, is to release other people's issues. And so you're proving that by the end of the month, they're going to be on their own. Is that what I'm understanding?
Right.
All right. I congratulate you. So now, do you feel that you've passed this test?
Yes, I feel I have, and
just. All right. Well, I commend you on that, and I really do believe it. So tell me something. What can I look into for you on today?
Well, I still I have to take that real estate exam this weekend because mm-hmm. with me being in the hospital, she allowed me to wait.
Mm-hmm.
And it seemed like every time I study, I get distracted or something. But, or it's the internet. But I want to know, how will I do on my exam?
Well, I can't foresee how you will do, but I can tell you that this too is a test. This too is just a test to see how determined are you. And so I believe that you're going to pass the test. And two things. I believe you're going to pass this test in taking the test. That's one thing. And then actually passing the test with the right answers. That's the second issue. So I want to encourage you. Don't let the stress of it, whether I'm going to pass or whether I'm going to fail, that's too much stress. And you've already mm-hmm. come through a lot of pain. So I encourage you, don't think about that. Just say, you know, I want to be a realtor, and this is the process that I'm going through to become this realtor. I remember a lady, I was in college, and that was an older lady in college with me. Now, I was fresh out of high school, but that was an older lady in the class. And all of us as young kids, we was like concerned about our grade. And she said, well, I ain't worried about the mark. I ain't worried about the A, B, C, or D, or F. I just want to learn the material. That's all I care to do. In other words, and it took a lot of stress off of her. You know, she didn't have to worry about pleasing her mother, because her mother was dead. You know, she didn't have to worry about pleasing. Mm-hmm. But she took this on. This is my journey in life. This is something I want to just get. I just want to do it. And it made life easy. And she did. She passed the test. She passed the class. So I encourage you, look at it from that perspective, to say, you know, this is something I want to do, even to prove to myself, to prove to the tester that I can. I'm smart enough and I got this. If you do that, I believe you're going to surprise yourself and amaze so many other people. But can I tell you this also? I believe that you'll be a motivator to other people. That's the key.
Okay.
So don't worry about all the passing and the failing. I know that's what we want to know, but it'll be so much easier if you just go in with that mindset to say, I just want to do this. And in the process, I'm going to motivate others and even may make a few extra dollars for yourself. So I believe you can do it. Okay.
Thanks a lot, Dr. Mosley.
And I'm praying for you. I pray that you continue to feel better. So I'm glad you're out of the hospital. So stay out of that hospital. Okay.
I know. Okay.
Listen, everybody, you are tuned to your spiritual GPS to success. I am your spiritual life coach. I'll be right back. Tune to your spiritual GPS to success. I am your spiritual life coach. I am Dr. Michael Mosley. You know, really, why create a devil? Why create a devil, God? What was the purpose of all of that? Why create that little wasp? You know, that wasp. Now, down south in Texas, we call it a waltz. That's a waltz up there. I don't know why we got that waltz, but, you know, as I got older, I said, no, it's wasp. You know, but why create that? That thing can sting you. And I have been stung by a bee, and that thing hurt. That joker hurt. So I haven't been stung by a wasp, but don't want to. Well, I take that back. I was stung a little bit. I don't know how to say it, but one flew right into me, and it barely touched me, but I felt the sting, yeah, a little bit. But anyway, why create these things? Could it be that it's just a test? It's to test your determination. To test, are you really serious about reaching your goal? I believe that you are. Let me go back to the phone line. I believe I'm going to Las Vegas. Shamoya, how are you?
Good, and how are you?
I'm good, my dear. Now, tell me something. Tell me about a time you went through a test. What time was that? When did you go? And now, we all got a lot of tests, but tell me about a time that you went through something that really challenged your belief system.
Recently with my son, about a month ago.
Okay. What was, first of all, do you feel that you, what was the purpose of the test? Let's ask that question first. What do you feel was the purpose of this for your life?
To actually, and I think it's been a teaching all my life with God, that I'm able to do the things myself that I have come accustomed to going to other people spiritually and worldly, I can do myself because he blessed me with those same gifts.
So what you were going to others for, you realized that you could do it yourself. Is that what I'm understanding?
And I kind of always knew, but I don't think I just had the confidence in myself. I had more of it in others.
Oh, that is absolutely phenomenal. Because so many people, I agree with you on that. So many times we have confidence in other people, but we don't have the same confidence in ourselves. And Spirit is saying, you can do this. What's wrong with you?
Mm-hmm.
You can do this. Uh-huh. I agree. I totally agree. I have not been very confident in being a mechanic myself, just stuff on the car. Uh-uh. Mm-hmm. I ain't fooling with it. But sometimes we'll go through a test where you don't have the money and you need something done. Could it be that sometimes God allowed the money not to come just so that you can do it yourself or get out there and fix it yourself? You know, Shemaya, mm-hmm. one time my little girl, yes. my daughter was with me, and I was going through a financial crunch. Ooh, God, was I going through a financial crunch. And her hair just really bothered me. Her hair was a mess. I said, well, look at him. I said, now, Daddy can't stand your hair like this, and I don't have enough money to go take you to the beauty shop. So what we go do, we go wash it, and we go, I YouTube some videos of how to flat iron.
Mm-hmm.
I got yes. into the kitchen sink. I washed my baby's hair, and I dried it and put it under the dryer. And I found me some YouTube videos, and I went there and got my wife's flat iron, and we went to town. And you know, now
absolutely.
Of course it will turn out much better with you all. But my daughter and I yes. were so happy. When we finished, it was, she
yes.
was, and the smile on her face, I don't even want to talk about it because I'm starting to get teary-eyed. I don't want to talk about it. Okay, so listen, what can I look into for you on today, Shemaya?
I'm really, and it's kind of on what the question you just asked me, as far as, you know, him take me to the point where I am now, and he's like, distant me from people, and I've found I'll be by myself for a while, and I've been battling, just praying for the things on my own and not going to pastor or always you are, because that's what I was accustomed to, mm-hmm. because that's what I didn't believe in myself enough, and still working on that. I keep finding myself at these same points in these situations, which I know is something in those things, and I get a bit farther every time.
Mm-hmm.
But it's, I don't know. I think it's self holding me back at this point. I really don't know. I want to know
okay.
where to go or proceed from here. Cause it's like, I know he has me separated from everybody for a reason. I know he's bringing me to push forth and stand and pray for the things that I pray for everybody else for and don't never seem like I have the faith to pray for myself, like the situation with my son. That brought me to a weak point to where nobody was there for me. And it caused me to have to break down and depend on nothing but God in my prayers.
Well,
so
let me go here. Remember, well, I don't know. I was asking this in the show earlier. God, why did you create this little bug that was in my house?
Mm-hmm.
Why you create the roach? I can't stand roaches. I just can't stand them. But why? Well, the one thing that God spoke to me was that the roach or that bug also could represent that you are a giant compared to this little energy, this mm-hmm. little creation, and you have the power to kill it. So could it be that God allows certain things to happen and to remove certain people from your presence, from your life, mm-hmm. just to show you that you have the power to kill it? It's all within you, and you mm-hmm. have to make that choice. I got to do this. One time,
because in bringing them back, I, I think that's when I find myself back at where I'm at now.
Exactly.
Because idle time maybe, or, you know, too much thought, or just the being by myself so much, I be like, okay, well, let me call. That ain't going to hurt. And then it turns into hanging out, and then it turns into just extra drama or a situation that I didn't even fill out for, you know? But I'm knowing before these situations, and a lot of the time, it be trying to help somebody else because I'm a very emotional person, and I'm an empath, and I can be around people and I feel everything, my emotions. I can be around somebody, and if they feel something, I feel it. So that's why I'm by myself a lot, and I know that's why God had me by myself a lot. I didn't understand that at first.
All right, so now you've given yourself the answer. You have to
understand. I'm trying to balance it.
Well, you've given yourself the answer. You have to choose what you desire. You have to choose what you desire. Choose, you make the choice that is best for you. If you know that you are an empath, then I know I can't go around a lot of people. I don't even want to put myself into a situation that I know I'm not going to feel comfortable. My wife just asked me about going to a particular event, and it's going to be so many people there. Well, I told her I'll go and take the flight to the place, but I won't go out with the crowd because I don't work good with crowds. I am an empath, and plus I'm a little bit claustrophobic, so therefore if too many people around me, I become very uncomfortable.
So that's how I choose.
Yes, you got to choose what you prefer and what will work best for you. So that's why you keep going to that same spot, and you have to make the choice. I do want this. Or I do not want this, and go with that choice.
Mm-hmm.
That's it. So the choice is yours. Okay, the choice is yours.
Approach yourself like they need help,
right. And some people do.
Like you said, I just have to know who and when to help.
Well, that's really
have a balance.
Yeah, that's really like Miss Harriet just said. You have to know really who to help, who not to help. And some people I got to help them. Remember, I just said you have all the answers. So some people I got to help them by not helping them.
Okay.
By even not helping them. Sometimes, you know, if you're taking a test, yeah, I could let you cheat off my paper, but eventually it's going to, you won't be prepared for life's issues if I keep letting you cheat.
Right.
So I got to help you as well by sometimes not helping you, let you get it for yourself.
Exactly.
So you have to make
got it.
Better choices as it relates to you and to others. Okay?
Absolutely.
Well, hang in there, Shamoya. I'm praying for you and your son. Keep up the good work, and y'all keep holding it down. I understand Vegas is opening back up now, so we probably have to go back out there a little bit. But I saw commercials. Oh, my goodness, Vegas is opening up. Yay!
Yeah. Well, Thank you so much, Prophet Mosley.
You're more than welcome,
little
angel.
You have a blessed day.
All right. Take care now. You're in tune to your spiritual GPS to success. I am your spiritual life coach. I am Dr. Michael Mosley. Don't go anywhere. I got more calls I got to reach, okay? Tune to your spiritual GPS to success. I am your spiritual life coach. I am Dr. Michael Mosley. Now, don't forget, if you desire to get a reading, which I hope you do, because I would love to talk with you, all you got to do is text the word reading to 40691, okay? Text the word reading to 40691, all right? And schedule your reading with me. I believe it is going to be a great time for both of us, all right? Find out what Spirit has for you. Maybe you're going through a test and you want to say, okay, now, what is the answer, Dr. Moses? And maybe I can help you, guide you to the right answer, all right? I believe I can do that, but let's find out together. The enemy comes, the tester comes to test you. Remember, I look at Jesus as being the teacher. In the Bible, they refer to him as rabbi. And so I believe if Jesus is the teacher, then who is the devil? I believe the devil is that tester that comes to test you. And you know what? It comes to test you to see, were you paying attention when you was in Sunday school? Did you pay attention when Spirit was guiding you? Maybe even in that dream. The tester comes to test to see how knowledgeable are you? How determined are you? How focused are you? How obedient are you? Some of us are having problems with diabetes, blood pressure, different things. You know, because the tester comes to say, now, are you paying attention? You know you're not supposed to have that extra pork chop. You know you're not supposed to have that chocolate candy. Well, now, did you pass that test? And sometimes we're going to, I guess we could say it this way, going to God and praying, Lord, please help me, help me, help me. And God is saying, I am helping you. Pass the test. Put down that candy bar. Put it down. Now, you know you got a problem with drinking. Don't you take another drop now. You done had your one glass of wine, and that's your limit. So we got to understand our test, and we can pass those tests. I'm going back to the line. I think I'm going to Springfield, Missouri. Lisa, how are you doing?
I'm doing great.
Good, Lisa. Now, Lisa, do you understand what we're talking about today? Have you ever had something that came to test you or test your belief or test your commitment? Have you ever gone through a test as such?
Oh, yeah. With a breakup a few years ago, which led me to get to know God and Spirit better and deeper, and also learned a lot about law of attraction.
So now, when you had that breakup, what was the test in that break? What was the purpose of that?
We were living together, and so then I had to move out and be on my own, and that was the first time in my life that my later life that I had to be on my own.
And so how did that feel when, like you said, it's your first time later in life that you had to be on your own? How did it feel when you were forced to do that?
It was scary. It was because I was, it was going to be all on me on, bills and, the finances and, just mainly that.
So therefore that's where I was going, because some people are doing this, going through the same thing, right now, even in this, at the time of this show, the pandemic of COVID-19 and so much is going on. Some people are finding out I'm forced into a new place or a new level in life, and it's overwhelming. You know, the thoughts of, are you going to have enough money? Are you going to be by yourself? Are you going to be okay being alone? Are you going to be well protected? Everything is on you. You're the one that's making the choices. No one else you can confer with, or no one else is making this choice. It's all up to you. And you know what? Back when I was in high school, that was a scary feeling when you, what are you going to major in? What kind of job you going to be? What do you want to do in life? How much money you want to make? That was scary because everybody said, you got to make this choice. Nobody can make it for you. So you got to make this choice. So to be back at that stage in life again, I believe that could be a little bit unnerving. Where are you going to live? What you going to move? What you going to move into? A house, apartment, or condo? What? All of these decisions that have to be made. But did you realize
that
you had all the answers to the test? Did you realize that?
Not at the time, but, you know, as time went on.
Yes.
That's when I realized it, you know.
Yes.
When you're actually going through it and you made it.
Yes.
And it's okay.
I love it because that's true. In the beginning, you're like, what do I do? What do I do? Where I go?
Yeah.
You know, that is a very unnerving feeling. It's just, oh, what do I do? But you did it. And I want to congratulate you on that. And you can serve as a motivator to other people that are going through the same test that you can do this. So that's why that tester came, to prove to Lisa that Lisa does have all the answers, that Lisa is smart. Lisa can make her own money. Lisa can survive. God doggone, Lisa, you're a tough woman. You hear me?
Yes. Yes, I know that now.
I like that. I know that now. You know what? I like that. That registered with me. I know that now. Well, Lisa,
yeah.
What can I look into for you on today?
Well, I'm going to leave it up to you and go with what Spirit may be telling you for me.
There's a decision that you're yet trying to make right now. Now, I want to say it's about a living arrangement. So I don't know what that is, but I'm saying it's about a living arrangement. And I want to encourage you to proceed with, well, I want you to look at the outcome of this. We don't want to repeat a situation, but there's something about a living arrangement or something, maybe about moving. It may be about maybe moving in with somebody. I don't know, but it is a living arrangement that you are embarking upon. Does this make any sense? Yes or no?
Yes.
Okay. So I want you to look at this again. And just like the caller said before, and I don't know why I have to tell you this. This is what Spirit is saying. You want to make sure you're helping yourself and helping others for the right reason. As adults, let's make sure we don't have any hidden secrets or any hidden agendas. Let's put everything out on the table so we understand what's the purpose of this, what we're expecting out of this. Let's get for real here. Hey, what's going to go down? What's not going to go down? So all minds will be clear and we can have more fun that way. Tell me the rules of the game instead of making the rules up as we go. Tell me the whole rules so I know if I want to play this game. And then if I do want to play it, I know I'm going to have some fun. It's my choice. Does that make sense to you?
Oh, yes.
Okay. So
it does.
So that's what Spirit is saying to you, Lisa. So hang in there. Lisa, even if I, when you get a chance, I want you to schedule a reading with me when you get a chance. Because also, there's some other issues about your career. And things are going good. But I don't know why I really feel like I'm getting ready to make a change in the career aspect of my life. So that's regarding to you. So, Lisa, life is going good for you. Keep going, but let's get everything clear. There's a scripture in the Bible that says, and in all of your getting, get an understanding. So get that understanding, and I think, and in fact, I know life will go much smoother for you, okay?
Okay. Thank you.
You're more than welcome, Lisa. Listen, everybody, you are in tune to your spiritual GPS to success. I am your host. I am Dr. Michael Mosley. I'll be right back, everybody. Don't go anywhere. You're in tune to your spiritual GPS to success. I am your spiritual life coach. I am Dr. Michael Mosley. And listen, don't forget, now text the word reading to 40691. Okay, reading to 40691. Schedule your reading with me one-on-one time, and let's really find out what is Spirit saying for you. You know, at one time I asked God, when I was, you know, talking about this whole thing with Spirit, and I said, well, you know, why create a devil? Why? Well, you know, I heard God speak to me, and he asked me a question. He said, now, would you believe your power in the absence of the devil? Or in the absence of competition? I remember that. Would you really believe? Sometimes we ask and I said, well, I can say, oh, you're so talented and you're so smart and you're so gifted. And we say, oh, you're just being nice. Oh, that's so sweet. But when you have competition, or like the last caller with Lisa has an issue that she's forced to change her living arrangements and forced to get more money and forced to do whatever the issue may be, then it proves that you really are strong. You really are talented. So sometime, I believe God will use that tempter or that devil or that competition to really prove to you, you really got it going on. Because otherwise, half of us would not believe it. I'm going to Anita in Nashville, Tennessee. Anita, how are you doing?
I am wonderful. How are you?
I'm doing great. Now, Anita, does that make sense to you?
Yes, it does.
Tell me,
it really does.
Do you have a situation where you were tested, or you had a situation that you went through that tested your belief?
I did. I had years ago, I was married to my children's father, and I didn't understand at the point then why I went through what I went through with him, the whole marriage. And then we got married, we had got an apartment, was raising our kids, and then all of a sudden stuff just went left. And we were in our 20s, and our kids, I think when we separated at the time, I think my youngest was 2 and my oldest was 4. Well, fast forward to today, I have a friend that ironically, she is going through the exact same thing that I went through when I was her age, and her kids are the exact same age as my children was.
Wow.
So she calls me for advice, and I have to give her my story. I won't ever tell a person to get a divorce because that's not my place. And it's up to you, because I don't want anybody to ever come back and tell me, well, you told me to get a divorce and I could have worked it out. I don't ever want anybody to say that to me. Mm-hmm. So I told her, you do what's best, but this is what I did in this situation. So hopefully I'm helping her more than hurting her. So I believe that's why I went through that situation, because she's the only person after all of these years. I think the kid's daddy and I has been separated or divorced, excuse me, for almost 20 years.
You know, I used to be in awe when I was, as a little boy, I grew up in church, and almost every preacher that got up to preach would always have a story. Mm-hmm. They always had these stories, how they went through tough times in life, but God brought them out. And they went through diabetes, but God healed them. They went through cancer. And I'm hearing all these stories. I'm like, oh, my God, these preachers always got stories. But now I realize I'm a preacher, and I have a whole lot of stories. But the stories are there to really prove that, hey, this is really real, and that you can survive. You can
exactly
make it. So I believe that your purpose of going through that was to show that there is survival.
Yes.
Believe it or not, there are so many people that have survived COVID-19.
Right.
But if no one ever came through it, there would absolutely be no hope at all.
None. Exactly.
Somebody survived cancer. Well, why I had to get cancer? Well, it shows that also you are a survivor of this. You can maintain life. I didn't even realize, I'll be honest, Anita, I didn't realize that there are people that are living productive lives with HIV.
Mm-hmm.
I did not know that. I just realized that about a couple of months ago, that there are people that are being productive and they do have HIV, but they are living productive lives. So, hey, it is possible and success continues on. So, Nita, yes. What can I look into for you on today?
So I have a job interview next Wednesday, and I'm wondering if I should go to this job interview. I feel like if I go, I will be successful, but I want to make sure that they're going to give me the compensation that I'm wanting before I go out and buy a suit that I don't need.
Go ahead. I mean, what's the worst that could happen? I really do feel that in my spirit. Go ahead. A suit ain't nothing. Go for it. If it doesn't work out, you can get that money back. Money is not hard for you to come by. But go ahead. I really hear this in my spirit. Think positive. Go for it.
Okay.
Well, hang it that night. Let me know what happens. You know I want to know, okay?
I will let you know. I will.
Blessings to you, Anita. I look forward to hearing your praise report, okay?
Okay, no problem. Thank
Listen,
you.
Everybody, you're tuned to your spiritual GPS to success. I am Dr. Michael Mosley. And listen, I believe I'm going to Virginia. Let's see if I can get to Virginia real quickly with Tamika. Tamika, are you there?
I'm here. How are you, Dr. Mosley?
I'm wonderful. How are you doing?
I'm doing pretty good.
Well, now, tell me something, Tamika. Have you ever had a situation where, you know it was a test, or you know it was the devil, but that was a purpose behind it, and maybe you grew from it? Did you ever have a situation like that?
Absolutely.
Tell me about it really quickly. Absolutely. Tell me just a little quick snippet of it.
Oh, in my profession, you have to be certified, and I went through a series where I was not passing the test. And with that came a lot of doubt, came fear, affected my self-esteem, like, what is wrong with me? But each time I would fail the test, God would reassure me by an opening of a door or me not losing my job, to just keep going. Don't give up.
Wow. So that test really came to just to kind of encourage you again of your commitment. Don't give up. Keep going.
That's right.
I agree. Sometimes we'll give up. Well, and then sometimes, and church will say, well, maybe it's just not God's will for me. Maybe it's not God's will.
Yeah.
And we understand that, but sometimes you still feel it. It's just on the inside. I still feel like I need to do this, something I really want to do. I keep getting a roadblock, but I feel it's, I'm daydreaming about it. I want it. And that's when you should really know that it's just a test for you to stay committed. So now tell me something, Tamika, what can I look into for you on today?
If you could tell me what the Spirit is telling you about me, because again, I'm in the same career and seeking promotion, and I see other people around me getting promoted. We have the same qualifications, and I'm not getting it. So,
okay.
What is the Spirit telling you?
Visualize yourself doing it. Visualize yourself. Let me ask you this. What is the purpose that you want this position?
The purpose, I feel that I have something to offer through this purpose.
Mm-hmm. Let me ask you this, because you said the purpose, you feel like you have something to offer. Now, I want you to visualize offering that, whatever that is. I want you to visualize offering that. Let me share this with you really quickly. A gentleman called me a few weeks ago, and a young high school, he just graduated this year, and he did not get into the school that he really wanted to. He thought he did, but well, he really got approved for it, but the family didn't understand all the finances that were needed. And so he had to kind of say, don't look like I'm going to get it, to be able to go to that very prestigious school. I told them, and this is what Spirit told me to share with them, stay focused on the goal. The goal goes beyond the school. The school is just a way for you to achieve the goal, but focus on the goal, which is his goal is to be an actor. So I told him, focus on acting. Focus on seeing yourself on television. Focus on seeing yourself on Broadway. Those are the goals that I want you to focus on. It may go about a different route, but that's your ultimate goal, is to be a professional actor. So I'm telling you, whatever you have to offer, visualize yourself offering it. Visualize. Okay. Get engulfed in it. So God, it still is God's will, because it's still your desire. There may be another route that we're going to take to get it, but we're going to get it. We're still going to achieve that. Visualize it. Feel it. I believe that you will acquire it, okay?
Thank you.
Hang in there. Now, I want you to visualize it. See yourself doing it.
I will.
Get in and, have a full movie going on, okay? Have a full movie going on. I'm this, I'm that. You know, honestly, and I kid you not, it has worked for me so many times. It really has. Even I got a first, before I used to travel first class, I used to visualize myself traveling first class.
I know that. Right.
And believe it or not, pretty much that's how I travel. And so I'm grateful, but it started with me visualizing it. So I want you to do the same thing. You got it?
Okay. Yeah.
Well, hang in there, Tamika, and I'm looking to hear your praise report as well, okay?
Thank you so much.
You're more than welcome. Listen, everybody, my time. Yep, it's saying it's time for me to make my exit. But I do appreciate you so very much. You know, the devil. Why create the devil? But if you realize it, let me share this with you, and I gotta go. Could it be that the devil made you? Have you ever heard somebody? I used to watch Flip Wilson as a child. He used to have a character called Geraldine. And Geraldine would say, "The devil made me do it." Well, you know what? I want to tell you this. The devil did. The devil made you pray harder. The devil made you do better. The devil made you believe more. The devil made you study more. You know, when your last relationship didn't work and somebody said, "You ain't gonna make it without me. I'm your bread and butter." Oh, heck to the no.
Right.
The devil made you say, I'm gonna do this. I'm gonna get this job. I'm gonna do this. They ain't gonna stop me. Well, the devil made you do it. I want you to realize that. Go back in your mind and say, when you ever encounter the devil or confrontation or competition, it made you stronger. So could it be that was the purpose of your test? That was the purpose of the rejection? That was the purpose of the pain? That was the purpose of your hurt? It was all to make you a better person. It was all to make you realize how gifted, how talented, how strong you really are. Hang in there, everybody. Stay on your path, your spiritual GPS to success. I am your spiritual life coach. Text the word reading to 40691, okay? Book your reading right now. I can't wait to talk to you. And let's prove to that devil how strong you really are. Blessings to you. I'm Dr. Michael Mosley. I'll speak to you again real soon, everybody. Blessings to you now. Thank you.